here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 2nd of November, 2010. Today is Election Day. It was Election Day in 1948 when Harry S. Truman managed one of the great election upsets in history, beating Governor Thomas E. Dewey of New York to be elected president. Truman had been doing badly in the polls. The Democratic Party had split off into the Progressive Party and the Dixiecrats. The most famous pollster of the day, Elmo Roper, announced that he was going to stop surveying voters because Truman was so far behind. But Truman went off on a whistle-stop tour, 21,000 miles, on a train, gave more than 300 speeches, including the first speech ever delivered by an American president to a black audience in Harlem. On election night, 1948, Harry S. Truman went to bed early after a ham sandwich and a glass of milk, and when he woke up around midnight, he was ahead in the popular vote by more than a million. Not a single news organization in the country had predicted the election correctly. It was on this day in 1960, Penguin Books was acquitted in an obscenity case in London involving D.H. Lawrence's Lady Chatterley's Lover. The story of Constance Chatterley, the wife of the lord of the manor who was paralyzed and impotent, and she has an affair with the gamekeeper on the estate. Lawrence knew that the book could not be published in England, so he published it in Florence and died 2 years later in 1930. 30 years later, Penguin Books announced that it was going to publish the book. The government announced that they would take it to court. There were many writers who came to the defense of the novel, including E.M. Forster. The prosecution read all of the obscene passages aloud in court and may have lost the case in the opening statement when the prosecutor asked the jury directly if they would approve of their children reading the book or their wives or their servants. The jurors included a butcher, a dock worker, a schoolteacher, a cabinet fitter, and a driver, people unlikely to have servants, and it took them less than 3 hours to reach their verdict, acquitting Penguin Books. People lined up outside bookstores. The first edition of 200,000 copies sold out in the first few minutes. And it was on this day in 1898 the first cheerleading took place at a University of Minnesota football game against Northwestern. A group of young men decided to lead the crowd in cheers. One of them, Johnny Campbell, picked up a megaphone and yelled, "Rah, rah, rah, sky you ma, hoorah, hoorah, varsity, varsity, Minnesota." And Minnesota won the game 17-6. It wasn't until the 1940s that women became the majority of cheerleaders. Here's a poem for today by C.G. Hanslechek, entitled To Be a Danger. Just once, I'd like to be a danger to something in this world, be hunted by cops and forced into hiding in the mountains, since if they left me on the streets, I'd turn the country around, changing everyone's mind with a word. But I've lived so long a quiet life in a world I've made small that even my own mind changes slowly. I'm a danger only to myself, like the daydreaming night watchman smoking his cigar near the dynamite shed. A poem by C.G. Hanslechek, To Be a Danger, from his collection The Cave, published by University of Pittsburgh Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of poetry everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. By Constant Contact Email Marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com. And by PBS, presenting the inside world of the Big Top in Circus. You can meet the people who make the magic. Circus starts Wednesday night at 9, 8 Central on PBS. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor, hoping you'll come see A Prairie Home Companion on a movie screen near you Thursday, October 21st, live. Visit us at prairiehome.org for movie theater and ticket info, and we'll see you there.